Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post-Credit Scene podcast.
Which the opposite of that was fucking Halo.
But the thing
ever watched Halo, they just done that. They just made it the gameplay. It
wasn't that good either.
But, no, I'm saying,
wait. As in the game?
As in the game?
Oh, yeah.
The series
was crap. That's what I'm saying.
Don't let me write off my gaming hot takes.
But shit, man.
Is that our Last of Us preview?
That's what I'm saying.
Season 2. Oh, let's intro pod first.
Yeah.
Then we maybe do that. Post-credit scene podcast, a 14 HQ original. Lovers of film, TV and theatre. First and foremost, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. We are on YouTube every single week without fail. We are there. Make sure you follow us on TikTok, Post Credit Scene Podcast. Make sure you follow us on IG, Post Credit Scene. We are your lovers of film, TV.
And Letterboxd. This time it will be updated, and that is my fault. That's my fault.
Yes. Yeah, we are your lovers of film, TV and theatre. We should be your home of film, TV and theatre as well. So make sure to give us a follow. Before we get into the episode and maybe preview and review, yeah, balancing act of the two, before we preview and review some of the shows that have come out and will be coming out and films and so on and so forth, let's intro the hosts. We'll start with you, Jason, because it's been a minute. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Excited to be back in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, home away from home, you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last time that I saw you, we were, Yumi and Biss were beefing.
Yes, that was the last time. And that's the reason why I stayed away, because I needed to calm down.
Yeah.
She actually disliked you that day.
Yeah, calm.
What's up? How'd you do?
Good, man. I actually do want to say, okay, but that episode, guys, if you see it on YouTube, it's got our lowest views so far. And that is because we got struck. We got struck by YouTube. We got struck down.
I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it
YouTube, the, bro.
I looked at it and I had like 29 views. Yeah. I was like, sorry?
Yeah, facts, bro. And they said that they...
you know how entitled that is?
Yeah. But it's like, they said that it was a threatening and violent behaviour.
That's crazy.
Honestly, from a film and TV podcast.
That
sounds like racism indeed.
It's crazy, bro. But yeah, man, so I just want to say, but, you know, shout out to everybody that down... I think it was our second or third most downloaded episode this season, man. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was chaotic, fam. It was a chaotic episode. So, yeah, cool, man. But, yeah, I'm good. Feeling good. I like this trio. So,
it's probably one of the most common ones now I think about it.
I think, like, we do, like, Biss, Manny, and...
Gaz has to be here.
Obviously.
But yeah, it's either us three or me, Benny and Biss for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. But like, we had a few episodes where it was, well, we had like one or two where it was like you, Biss and Gaz or whatever it was and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I think everyone has great chem. It's fun times. Yeah,
we're going to great lineups all around.
Oh, thank you very much for... I'm good.
He's such a dick, man.
Obviously, we had a little bit of a heat discussion 5 minutes prior to this going live.
It was already live, to be fair.
Oh, was it already live? And speaking of live, here comes in the fresh, Mr. Anas.
Oh, shit. Hey. Anas, my bro, guys. One of my producers just turned up now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But yeah.
What was our heated discussion about?
I'm not too big of a fan of The Last of Us, the live action, because I don't think it lives up to the legacy of the game.
So you're not looking forward to season two, which is out next Friday, I believe. Next Sunday.
Well, I hate the second game.
Oh, really?
I hate it with a passion.
Serious?
Yeah, like from the gameplay is nice, I hate the story so much.
Gameplay is fantastic.
Yeah, actually, not about that. It's fantastic.
In terms of like the game feel, it's probably one of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah.
I do hear him on the story. I think I'm a little bit less harsher, but I do think the ending is one of the worst gaming endings
Part
I've
two
ever
sees them in Jackson, Wyoming, no?
Yes.
Part two of the game, because that's what the season is.
It's where it starts,
sees them in Jackson, Wyoming. I think it's like 5 years after
the
events of the first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see.
It'll be interesting to see how the public, like as in like now, the non-gaming public
I think they'll love it. I think it makes good
people
for
love
it.
Pedro as well. To remember.
Pedro
is the people's people.
Yeah.
Person. He's a people's champ.
He's the person right now.
Do we have any new supporting cast members that we can shout about?
I know Jeffrey Wright's in season two.
My brother.
Jeffrey Wright's in season two of The Last of Us.
My brother, man. That's my brother, man.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright. The Last of Us. I'm looking forward to it. I hadn't completed... Oh, Mike decided this mic is the boogered mic. I'm going to hold it up like this. I haven't completed season two or part two of the game. I'm actually still looking forward to season two. I really enjoyed the first one. I think Pedro Pascal was great. Kids didn't. and I was really looking forward to seeing how Bella Ramsey would translate from her role in Game of Thrones, where I thought she was incredible.
Yeah.
I thought she was so good in Game of Thrones. And sort of translate that into this series. Kizar isn't a fan.
I think Bella's cold, you know.
You do?
I think she's cold, man.
Catherine O'Hara. Season
part. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Danny Ramirez.
Jeffrey Wright is the one.
That's a Falcon, yeah?
Man, Gabriel Luna. No way Gabriel Luna's in part two.
You're going to have to...
He is. He was in Andor, the lead.
Oh!
Pedro
and him.
Who is he?
Seems like the same character, really.
Yeah. Really interesting. I hope I got my facts right.
No, I'm seeing here as well.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's what I'm saying,
Jason,
bro.
Have you completed part
yes,
two?
I have completed part two.
How do you see this translating?
Don't spoil it, obviously.
Do you know what? Like, I think The Last of Us, it makes it easy for TV. Like, if they do stick to it, and even if they want to expand on it, because I know from part one, for example, they expanded in...
The episode with...
Frank.
Yeah.
Like, those two characters, they did exist in the game, but, like, what happened within their relationship was completely original.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, The Last of Us gives you so much material to kind of, like, do that. Like, if you want to stick to it script by script, even for the second one, I think it would make for good TV.
Yeah.
In general, especially if we're talking about the wider public. But I think, I do hope they do take some bigger swings than in the first season, because they stuck to it, apart from the Frank episode, like, rigidly. And I do hope, because I did not like the end of the game, that they do make some changes. Maybe not towards the end, but, like, just narratively throughout, seeing, like, where they go, if they are going to make any sort of differences. But, yeah, it's... Neil Druckmann created good.
Excited for it though. Like I think the first season, okay, like I liked it. You know what? I loved it. You know? Okay. Fuck you, Kizza. It wasn't like a 9 out of 10 for me. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a 9 out of 10.
It was a 9 out of 10 for me. But I think for somebody that hasn't played the game for a long time, to then watch that, it felt nice. Like, it felt nice to be like, rah, man. Like, you know, like I felt like I was like kind of like back in it. You know, do you know what I mean? Evan, like, I don't want to watch a series where it's screen by screen the gameplay. I don't want to see that, bro. Okay? Because the gameplay is based off something. It's still somebody writing a script. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Okay, if you're directing the game, it's still a crew of people that work on this, right? So I want a different crew of people to adapt that in whatever way, you know what I'm saying, they see fit. Obviously, if it is dead, it's dead. Oh, yeah, cool, okay?
Yeah.
But if you can give it to me, okay, where I have the nostalgia and the feel of what the game is, plus everything else that comes with a TV series, like what Gaz was saying a bit earlier, okay, where, you know, the emotional ties, the connections, and da-da-da, give me all of that as well, then calm. And I think that's what it done, right? And I hope that in the second season... It continues that, and obviously the ending that, you know, we're all kind of like shit ourselves about. I actually think, okay, on screen, I might feel different.
Fair enough, man. I don't know. I just, like, because, like, we've said it before, like, for my money, it's probably one of the worst gaming endings I've seen. And I just think that, like, if the general public would receive it the same way we have, like, it does ruin certain things.
GTA one thing campaign mode is the worst game ending of all time.
One thing I want...
One.
We do like the final heist, and then...
GTA 5, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. When they go to the mountain, and then the credits just play. I was like, what?
One thing I wanted to add, though, about what we might not be seeing is, I think also because we waited so long for that game, the part two, that... So
games don't come out like films like every year, bro.
No, but it was an extra long wait. It was nearly a decade. We waited.
Decades like calm
for a game.
It's calm.
I mean, like, you look at the production quality nowadays. Mm. Stuff like
I think that. Calm, I think a whole different that way might crazy. Have that way it might have impacted how we felt about how that game went. So whereas maybe the turnaround between now and these two seasons for people who haven't played the game, the turnaround might not like the.
It might not be as bad.
Like, yeah, I mean, it might not punch as hard. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah. Backlash. Yeah, so the game had... I don't think you understand. It's not just us that didn't like the game. The gaming community slated them.
Whiplash, though. You had
no, oh. Whiplash in the sense of like...
Oh,
like
shit.
Like tonal whiplash. Like things have happened. Oh. I mean, backlash as well. I guess both words can fit. Because like when the thing did come out, like the backlash was insane. So just to kind of like piggyback off Kiz there, like when the game... Before the game came out, right? Like somebody leaked the entire script for it. Like maybe a week or two before the game actually came out. Mm. And then the whole scene was like in an uproar and people were like, nah, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to play it. The game still so like crazy.
I think more so people were like we don't want to believe that this is what's the narrative.
What's happening.
Yeah.
I appreciate the swings it took though.
Yeah.
I can appreciate it from a sense of like, okay, I might not like what's happened here, but I appreciate that you took a risk. And I think that will translate well on TV. Like, the risk that it will take.
As multiple
as
risks.
As in the studios? Or
the gaming studio initially, when they brought out the second game, right? Okay, cool. things are happening in
there. Yeah. There are multiple things that happen.
There are multiple
things that happen. Yeah, but, okay, cool. But like, okay, one question which is slightly different, okay? Mm. Do you think that the actors care? Do you think they care to play the game? Do you think they care about about the gamer's opinion, or do you think they care 100%. About the film goers?
I don't think they care about the. I don't think the actors care about the gamer's opinion.
Because like Minecraft, okay, I actually think it's so big, right? That I actually think that the actors have to care about the game, or else it will shine. I swear to God, or else.
But did you watch Minecraft?
No.
You say you care, but did you watch Minecraft?
No. Just because it's a bad film, okay. But I'm saying like, I do feel like they feel like they have to care because they can get quizzed at any point, like the Comic Cons and whatever, and okay, the conventions. Like I actually think okay, there's like a wider meaning to it, and there's like a huge reason why, what's her name, bro? Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't at. Like a huge amount of Comic Cons because she actively says out loud, like, she's like, I don't care about MCU, bruv.
No, okay, like, you bring up that point, but even then, like, even if you do think about, like, the source material, like, if you look at, like, the wider cast of, like, the MCU, even Scarlett Johansson, she didn't know much about Marvel, but she was a fantastic Black Widow.
We said this, yeah, because like, I was living with Jason, okay, years ago, and
I was there.
Told him, yeah. And told Jason, I was like, I think that Scarlett Johansson is the dumbest genius I've ever seen in my whole life, okay? I found out she's like a girly girl, and I thought she was a bad man. Do you get me? Yeah? And we watched that fucking interview, okay, where
she said... like the Infinity Stones or whatever, right? And she was just like, oh, I don't know. Bro, what did I care?
Bro, she was sitting there going, girl, like, I generally don't know what's going on. I just know my script really, really well. And I was like, what? That is matching to me, bro.
I respect that. Like,
that makes her an incredible actor.
She's like, look, I could go on about Scarlett all day. That's the only milk I care about. But
<His face>.
moving on. Like
to answer your question though, I think even Pedro spoke about how when he got the call for Last of Us, he was in his sister's car, that her sister's sons heard that he was going in for an audition on Last of Us, and how hyped they were that he was going to go and do this made him care a lot more about the game. So to answer the question, yes.
Cool.
Fair enough. Jason, you already took us into the world of Minecraft.
Okay.
This is a world that is beyond me, and I probably will never enter.
But this is kind of something wrong. I'll keep it short because I don't want to speak about it too much because I feel like I think Hus spoke about maybe this was before we were recording like about how much it's getting dogged on, like by other film critics like, and stuff like that.
Like prior, but mainly not even on the film, just on like also it is on the film, but like on like the trailer, the castings.
Trailer, the castings, and everything. And like the thing is right because Minecraft is a game. Minecraft as a whole is a game that's literally without story. So, like, you could have thrown anyone in there.
Why is it a film?
It's a profitable franchise. Like,
as in, like,
I think,
as like one of them was possible. Can you?
Like, I think if we're talking about why does Minecraft the film exist, it's because it makes money. Like, I think that
there's no story to tell.
There's no story to tell, but I think that sometimes makes it a good thing, where it's just like, okay, you can have almost a blank slate and you could do whatever you want with it.
And what did they do with it?
Nothing great. Like, I honestly, when I tell you that I do not remember the film, it felt like a...
So Minecraft has generated a significant revenue, with estimates suggesting over the last 10 years it exceeds $3 billion.
See what I'm saying? It's a fucking money-making machine.
That's with no film.
that's prior to the film. That's no film. Yeah.
Like their games, merchandise, and whatever. And
it's insane, bro.
Like, the...
Isn't like a lot of things now based on that, like Roblox and that?
The thing for me is, like, I think, because I don't, okay, do you know what? Minecraft as a film is not the worst film ever. One thing I do have a problem, because it brings me into a wider discussion of like studios making things for profit rather than for the love of the source material.
Love of the game.
Franchise. Yeah. And it's not even about the game itself. Like, it goes for any kind of like source material. Like, you could argue that's what Disney is doing with the MCU, or even... Star Wars these days,
bring
out a lot of bad material, even though they have got such a franchise that a lot of people care about. And like, I think for my money, like the amount of CG that's in that film is...
But it has to be CG.
No, of course it has to be. Well, it doesn't have to be. That's the thing. Like,
is it
like,
animation?
It is
live action.
It's live action slash like a lot of computer generated kind of like images, and I think they look bad. And I think that's probably my biggest criticism. I think it's a fine film. It's just like
people... What's better, that or the Sonic film?
I mean, Sonic is so much better. Sonic 3 is fucking really
good. Sonic is amazing. Sonic.
By the way,
but again, it goes back to the conversation of like people who care about the source material, like the animators. Like when this first Sonic ever came out,
I remember this. We're gonna... And when the
first Sonic model.
Oh my god! Awful.
So bad.
So bad.
Was it?
They spent like 20 mil to like fix it, bro.
Do you think Pixar did the same thing with Shrek intentionally?
Pardon?
Do you think Pixar did the same thing with Shrek intentionally? Is it Pixar with Shrek, right? Am I
down? Pixar is... No, you're thinking of DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
They did the same thing for Shrek, like intentionally.
Well, but
shit.
So they
can, fix it.
Like redo it and make a big thing of it.
I think so.
No, but do you know how much money did that cost, bro?
No, but like... Think of it this way, right? Like, if you take kind of like how Sega and I really want to say Warner Bros. With Sonic, but I don't think it was. But
I think it's Universal.
It's Paramount.
Paramount. There you go. Sorry, my bad. Paramount. So Paramount and Sega, they spent $5 million for the film to bring in like 100-odd mil, like first doors, and that extra $5 million that you're spending,
yeah, calm's gone.
It's calm, and then you've already kind of like generated kind of like people talking about your film by your bad.
Because
you know how the whole thing is like, any publicity is good publicity. Mm. So you bring out a bad model, people dog on it, right? People have the conversation going, and they're like, okay, our bad, we're gonna go fix it.
Did you see Sonic's TikTok made a joke about the Shrek thing as well?
Yeah,
did they?
See what I'm saying?
Genius.
So like, great marketing. Like, it's just great marketing. Like, you know, you like, okay, don't want to step into conspiracy theory territory here, right? But if these men are like, okay, cool, we'll just say like we're gonna spend that extra mil, even though like that money that they're putting in is actually in the whole of the marketing realm, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That money that they're spending is money that they've already calculated throwing out the window, so to speak. So to bring it back and have people talk about it, such as like Sonic talking about Shrek, and like they've already got like a good foundation of this has worked before,
yeah,
so it wouldn't surprise me if they did it again.
So Minecraft was bad.
Minecraft was bad, but it wasn't bad because the film itself was bad. The narrative is absolutely fine. Like, it's a children's movie. I think that's one thing that we don't want to forget, but it just looks ugly, and I think that is my main criticism here.
I think you said it speaks to a broader issue in terms of studios rushing animators and the guys that do CGI and so on and so forth, in terms of rushing them into the process. I think, I didn't know there was an issue with Across the Spider-Verse and how rushed that process actually was, considering how good the film looked.
Considering
they had to cut and change certain stories and scenes because of the issues with the animators.
Exactly.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Beyond the Spider-Verse, which is, Spider-Verse, I think, due out in maybe 2 years' time.
Yeah, people are saying either next year or the year after. I know that. No, sorry, because we're getting a new Spider-Man film next year.
How do you feel about that?
Do you know what?
Gassed.
I have like, because I haven't seen much more other than kind of like the title and the name.
What's it called? The New Day?
Brand New Day.
Yeah.
Brand New Day.
So, yeah.
Sadie Sink's been cast.
Who?
Sadie Sink.
You're going to have to remind me.
Stranger Things, Ginger Girl.
Oh, I don't care.
Do you watch Sadie Sink? Oh, wait.
Is she cast as Mary Jane?
No one knows. Some people think
Gwen Stacy
would be.
No one knows yet.
Mary Jane. Her name's been thing.
Got a big one.
Yeah.
It's Mary Jane.
Okay.
It's Mary Jane.
I don't know. I'll say that much.
Like, even though we've got an MJ technically, right?
We do have an MJ for sure. Yeah. That's MJ. Just different.
Yeah, but she's like MJ that we know. She's like, yeah. She's like black MJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of black?
Yeah, they didn't give us like a normal MJ. Normal was nuts.
A red-headed MJ is what you want to say.
They're looking to cast a 35 to 50-year-old Asian.
Asian man. Go for it, man.
Mr. Negative.
I'll try.
Oh, Mr. Negative. Okay, all right. Oh, my God. I'm so
pumped up. Apparently, as a chameleon, might be in this as well. So it seems like...
Chameleon. Okay, seems like a... They're maybe trying to do a Sinister Six
and
thing?
It fits in between
what they were supposed to, wasn't it?
Yeah, okay,
it's peak man because obviously, like Spider Man, MCU that doesn't have access to a lot of their villains, and Sony won't, Sony won't actually fucking give it to them, so they've had to just make do of all these random ass villains, fam.
On Marvel, excitement, right, for Doomsday is a thing. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
What?
What are you going to say right now?
I think I'm with you with this. I think I know where you're going to go.
I'm like, I don't know. Go on.
The film's meant to be out next year, right? 2026.
And you think that nothing's been set up yet?
And like, that isn't even my point, but you can add to that. So that we don't know. Apparently, the script still ain't finished. And that's been said by the cast because they still ain't got their scripts.
Calm. They could be lying.
Could be
lying. It's not the first time they lie.
Yeah. You get me? If it was,
you can't trust shit.
They're starting. The production has started. Nothing, from what we've seen, has been set up for us to have a world where the Guardians are Fox X-Men.
Yeah.
Wakandans.
Yep.
Parts of the Avengers.
Yep.
Are all going to be somehow immersed into one film, and we don't even fully know who. Our Avengers are anymore as it stands.
Shang-Chi, Ant-Man, and
Black Cap, who you don't like.
That's strange.
That's not even been confirmed in the film yet.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I assume he will be. Mm. So it's like, everything just feels a bit and it feels a bit rushed. Like I would still rather if it meant Doomsday came out 2027 and it meant things were in place a bit more, cards were on the table, I could see the vision, I'd be like,
true.
And I'm still excited for Doomsday. But I think we're excited for Doomsday. Feel about the film and the announcement with the Fox X-Men coming back again, and you know, Charles Xavier and Magneto. Yeah. When I saw, not Michael Fassbender, also
Ian McKellen.
I was gassed. So Ian McKellen,
he's like 85, bro.
Remember the scene older when he?
He's like 90.
Remember the scene where he got Mystique to poison my man?
Yeah.
Oh,
the blood cell, and then used it to escape from prison.
Yeah.
What? Cinema, bro, bring me that. But at the same time, I'm like, Alan Cummings is back. Nightcrawler, what? One of the best openings I've seen.
He was incredible. Also, okay. Did you know that?
Bryan Singer.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah, that's what I was. Which is mad. But but listen, bro. Listen, I hear you. Just pull that to one side, man. Okay. Just get ready, man. I genuinely like what the MCU. If this is, you know, Feige's plan, I love the fact that he's like, all right, cool. If we're bringing this out, okay, next year, we're only going to put out two films in that time. That's going to be in the lead up to that. Mm-hmm. But those two films are in theory, are going to be so good that...
Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four?
Yeah. Okay. Are going to be so good that it really does kind of like set pace into...
They kind of spoiled Thunderbolts in a bit.
I didn't watch the convention.
Not even that, just the announcement kind of. Tells us something.
Yeah,
I didn't even see that. I just saw them walk out, but I didn't read no caption, nothing.
No, the chair announcement.
Oh, so that they're still gonna be alive. Yeah, I hear it.
And Taskmaster basically seems like we're dead.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm not excited, but I have just like rational fears.
Look, the only reason why, okay, if this is not, I don't think Doomsday is an Infinity War or an Endgame type film. Okay, I don't think it's an acclimatization of like a crazy
era.
No, I think that Doomsday is gonna set pace for 6 more films. Generally, if you read the comic books, it's a massive storyline. Like it is huge. No, like they get stuck in Battleworld for years. Some of the Avengers, okay, are like on there for like 30 years, okay, just trying to figure out how to get to Doctor Doom to obviously get out of it. This could potentially be a massive storyline, and it can actually end the multiverse saga, because everybody that we want to see, okay, is going to be in this one place. Do you know what I'm saying? So it'll be like Earth 616, what'd you call it? Thor, and then Earth 816 Magneto, yeah. And then, do you know what I'm saying? But they'll all be in one place, right? And then that might be that for years. Like for so long.
No, I think you're right in the sense of like it's a film that would try and set pace. I don't know. Like I have like, I guess as Gaz said, like rational fears, because it's like it does feel a little bit like not to bring up the whole like what's the Ant-Man
Quantumania.
Yeah, nonsense. Like with, because obviously they had their an idea of what the next phase would look like. I should say,
yeah,
with Jonathan Majors and whatnot. And obviously his case is what happened, and they obviously axed him.
Yeah,
and, right decision for you.
Huh?
Right decision for you.
Right decision in the sense of optics. I think if we're talking about pure talent, and I want to stress it you on pure talent.
I figured your morals do align to the fact that he's seemingly a piece of shit.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah, to some degree. Like, who? I mean, Jonathan Majors. I mean, he was on tape, man. He admitted it. So get him gone. So, but if we're talking about talent-wise, I would absolutely say it was a mistake.
That what?
That they did axe Jonathan Majors.
Oh yeah, I said this before though. I said like I generally think he was like an upcoming Denzel if he picked the right project.
No, right roles. If he just,
because bro, he was
kept his hands to himself.
Yeah. No. So, look, obviously, like aside from that, you know what I mean? Okay, yeah, he would have been crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I obviously, you know, he's going through a mad situation, and
that. Trying to bring him back though. I'm hearing good things about Magazine Dreams. But
I heard, man. Do you know what? Let's
looks in crazy shape.
He always does.
No, but like he looks like he's on extra like now. Like the Hollywood trend is hitting.
I think if he hasn't shown any penance, to expect people to have forgotten anything they might have seen or heard, especially after what's come out recently. Ridiculous to expect that Marvel will take you back.
Yeah,
not Marvel as well,
or Disney are holier than thou, because clearly,
of course, yeah, of course.
For different reasons.
Yeah,
it's all optics. It's but just like
you haven't shown penance.
Yeah,
and you, in a sense, you've acted like a victim in a lot of this. Mm. Which I'm not saying that I don't know the ins and outs, so I'm not gonna go into that.
It, yeah.
But I haven't seen anything from him for me to say.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I do think that he feels like a bit of a victim, because in a lot of the videos, obviously, she's doing X, Y, Z to him as well. But obviously, that's no excuse, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, but... And obviously, like, half the, you know, got, like, dropped. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, and that kind of stuff. And it wasn't, like settled. It was dropped. Do you know? So he definitely feels like he's won half the battle. Do you know what I'm saying? But obviously, the other half, or even if it's, like, a 5%er, it's, like, it's enough to kind of, like, not really have, like, a route back into... You know, the Marvel, but like, or this, but that's just me kind of like explaining his side.
Yeah.
There's just a big hypocrisy. Forget him for the moment. There's just a big hypocrisy in Hollywood as a whole as to
people would absolutely
like that's that. Yeah, we're only talking about him as an individual, but like if we, as you said, but like talking about the industry like as a whole.
I don't like to do because what if not the what about? I hate what about isn't. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like. Oh yeah, I've suffered this, but so have you, like no you. Talking about you specifically, so. Mm. But back to Marvel, yeah, just some concerns there. Mm. The cast was cool. The reveal was cool. It did its job. People excited for the film.
Oh shit! Just to finish up my point, my bad.
Hey, by the way, sorry, James Marsden as well. So happy for James Marsden.
James Marsden, like, I'm glad he's coming back, and maybe he can redeem himself.
Is it him redeeming himself, or just have a story that befits him as an actor and Cyclops as a character?
Probably that. Then I do also think that he didn't have the best portrayal in the first X-Men. Anyway, he didn't have his best portrayal as Cyclops.
I thought he was decent as Cyclops, and I enjoyed that sort of Wolverine tension between the two, and then they kind of just end up being a bit more of a
sideman. To be honest, let's be real. We don't want it to be that way. West Side, go in.
By X.
Two.
He already said I'm cutting.
By the way,
yeah, speaking of Marvel, sorry, I'm just looking at their upcoming films, yeah. So you got like this year we've got Ironheart series.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not gonna be good.
June.
It's not because of Dominic Fawn. Not because of her. I've seen Daredevil Born Again, and it's not gonna be good.
So look, yeah.
Ironheart comes from the era where they still didn't have any showrunners.
Got no particular expectations on that then.
So yeah, we got Fantastic Four, right, in regards to films, and then after that, right, it is Eyes of Wakanda animated series.
That might be good.
Yeah.
The animated show.
Marvel Zombies animated series.
That might be good as well. Too.
Wonder Man series.
Wonder Man.
And then Phase 6 and beyond, which is going to be Doomsday, May 1st, 2026. Spider-Man 4, July 24th, 2026. The Punisher special. So it would be like
That's going to be dark.
Yes.
We'll act his arse off.
2026. It's a 50-minute special.
Yeah, give me that.
Yeah. The Vision series, 2026, which, by the way, I am looking forward to, because it's based on White Vision, right? When he flies off right at the end.
He does.
He just dips in it.
His consciousness.
I'm very much looking forward to that. And apparently, James Spader will return as the voice of Ultron. Which could be a mad thing. Yep. And then it goes on to Avengers Secret Wars in 2027. And then obviously Armor Wars and Blade, whatever. But that's my point, yeah? So we're saying that between Avengers Doomsday, there's one film. There's one film till Secret Wars. I feel like they've got something just up their sleeve, bro.
No. I don't disagree.
There's nothing they've shown us for you to have the faith that you have in the last few years. Previously, based on that, Phase 3.
Yeah, Phase 3.
I think you're still giving them credit for saying
that. But the only reason why I'm saying that, okay, is because what I said that whole list to prove a point, okay, that Phase 6, okay, isn't actually ready yet, right? Because obviously, like after Secret Wars, okay, then you've got Armor Wars and Blade, two productions that haven't even started or finished writing. Do you understand? Okay, or even pick the fucking their directors. I generally think that we'll get Blade. I don't think that we'll get Armor Wars, because Armor Wars doesn't make sense to come out now. It makes no sense. It was supposed to come out immediately after Endgame, because now we had thingy Rhodey. He was in Secret Invasion,
yeah,
and he was a Skrull and shit. Bro, it doesn't make sense, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, but like, what I'm saying is, but those two projects, okay, don't give you confidence, yeah, that Phase 6 is going anywhere, right? That's why I think that can't be Phase 6. I don't think that's Kevin Feige's. I think he's just stalling until they can figure out. Okay.
But then doesn't that still fit into Gaz's point in the sense of like, look, if they're just stalling, like you're just wasting everybody's time at this point, no?
Hey, Mahershala Ali's been waiting for a film for like
5 years now,
I can't remember which TikToker it was, but like, I think it was Real Takes, actually. Yeah, where he's talking about like how they have wasted his years.
Just give it to Coogler, man.
Bro, just give it to Coogler.
Just black man, vampire.
Put it in
there. Yeah, I like it.
Back in the net.
Exactly, yeah.
There.
Not overcomplicated, man. Anyway, I've got another rant. I know we're going to do an episode for it. Born Again has just disappointed me, man.
I have not seen the latest episodes yet.
Well, don't worry, he's chatting waffle. It is fucking fantastic.
I'm fine. Like, you can spoil it if you want. You guys want to go ahead?
It's not the same.
I'm not going to spoil, because we probably end up doing like a season review.
Okay, right?
But I don't want to like dominate this episode with that shit. All
right, fair.
I just think it's been okay.
Yeah.
It's been really good.
You go.
I think I messaged you about this as well, yeah? Okay. The score... Yeah, you know what? Let's just talk about that, okay? Because if you haven't seen episode one, then you're donkey face, okay?
Okay.
But like, bro.
Manny, I don't know if you heard that. Manny don't care about Marvel. What? He ain't even seen the original Daredevil.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get him to watch.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Yeah, Virgin Energy.
But
message him. Because I've tried my best.
Okay, cool. But new agenda.
Best superhero show, in my opinion, ever, but it's me.
Yeah, well, look, no, by the way, I don't agree with that. But
this guy's gonna say the Shield or something.
Agents of Shield, yeah. It's called Agents of Shield. Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. But anyways, episode one, okay. I generally think it was one of the best openings to a superhero series I've ever seen. Okay, and the worst thing is, okay, bear in mind,
ever
to a series, to a superhero series I've ever seen. Okay, and because they all start so. Lethargic, like what's that word?
Lethargic. They went straight into it.
They went straight into it, and I can't lie, bro. Yeah, okay, I watched the first.
The reshoots, right?
That makes me a bit angrier. I don't think that you told me that mid monologue. Fuck you.
Mid.
yeah. Because now I'm fuming. Because what I was about to say, okay, was after I watched the person that I was watching it with. Okay, shout out to her. We were kind of like as soon as you watched it, right? As soon as we watched it, we paused it, and then we were like, "Can we like I can't continue." You know what I'm saying? I was so upset.
Upset? Why?
About what happened. Obviously, I don't want to say it.
You seen that first?
Yeah, I've seen the first episode.
And you seen it, right?
Yeah, I just
I'm up to date.
The same. Same, that foggy night,
yeah,
right, and I couldn't believe it, and I think I couldn't believe it because do you remember we had a Daredevil preview thing, yeah, and you mentioned that the new showrunners, okay, yeah. They were saying that there's in the old series there's so much like dialogue and etc., okay, and they blamed it, okay, mainly Kevin Feige kind of touched on this, okay, where you know he was saying that it was definitely like Netflix's like. Budgetary issues, you know what I'm saying? That they didn't have the peas to do every episode in crazy sets, or whatever. So it was like, let's stretch out a bunch of conversations, okay, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And then obviously the Netflix showrunner said, never chance it, bro. Like, that's not why, okay, blah, blah, blah. But I just finished watching all three seasons and then went on to Born Again. I don't know if because of what Kevin Feige said, I was like locked in the cave, but bruv, there was some long convos where I was like, this is unnecessary, bruv.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was so necessary. The fact that this season started like, I was like, yo, oh my God, he was right. Well, not him, but I'm saying like, like they made it, like it was so engaging and so fast, but so impactful. And when that happened, okay, it broke my fucking heart, okay. And then I was like, yo, that's why I should, like, I should still. That first episode was jam packed, bro. Was jam packed. Like it was a mad thing.
A lot happened
in 48 minutes.
Is that like? And this is a me thing, and I know I'm probably going to be on my own in this one. It's like I didn't like how they marketed the trio being back.
Yeah. Like,
as in the trio being as in the
Foggy
Nelson, yeah,
Karen, and obviously
yeah, because it was supposed to be Paige, Murdoch, and Nelson, right?
Yeah, and like they were like, oh yeah, the trio's back, and I was just like, okay, fine, I love all three of you guys. To dead Foggy off in the first episode,
and to get rid of Karen,
and then to give me Cherry, who the fuck is Cherry, man?
Yeah,
Cherry's cool, man. I fuck a Cherry.
Who cares about Cherry?
I fuck a Cherry. The only thing that I don't fuck a Cherry about, okay, is that I kind of wish Cherry was. Do you remember in season? Obviously, you do. But the old series, okay, Brett.
Great character.
Brett. He was the black cop.
Did he not run for? What did he run for?
DA. He didn't. It was someone that looked exactly like him.
It was
you racist brother. You racist guy.
Season two, the guy that was working with the Latina DA lady, he was working along under her, and then
and she got shot in the
was after the guy they were looking at.
Oh, he was
that's who ran for it.
The lawyer second, basically, yeah.
Like for DA
for mayor or something.
Oh, okay.
DA. No, you're absolutely right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay, but
yeah, dark skin guys.
No, it's the trim and everything, bro.
I like they had the same trim. I thought it was the same. I was like, yo, what? Come up.
Yo, put the fucking image here.
Come up.
Yo, put two images here.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, no.
Don't say anything before we get striked again.
Yeah, thanks. But I do wish that it was Brett. Okay, I think that would have been cool that he left the force because, you know, he's heartbroken because X, Y, Z, da, 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 and then joined them with a high-paying job as their investigator, especially, like, knowing their history. Dope. Like, I would have loved that, right? But the rest of it, I actually think, okay, it's, in my opinion, I think it's been Matt's most satisfying arc so far. Generally. Like that first season, I told you before though, yeah, my problem with season three is that, bro, why are you stressful? Okay, listen. My problem with season three was that it made no sense to me, okay? The fact that, because season three starts after The Defenders, not after season two.
Yeah.
Right? It starts after The Defenders, right?
Because The Defenders happened after season three.
I'm just making it clear, okay? Yeah. I'm just making it clear, right? Okay, right. Some people are on their period, right? So listen, okay? Then, this guy, I'm saying. Right?
No,
Defenders. Defenders, okay? It happens. He loses Elektra by choice. Okay, brother is there hugging her, kissing her, like Jamie Lannister and fucking Cersei, right? Okay, go like, yo, why? We're going down the hill. Because it was the same scene.
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, sorry. they died together in like a few rubble, like, you know, going down, like, oh my God, yeah. And then lips and shit. Yeah, it's stupid. Okay. Well, fucking, the same thing happens, right? And then it's like he was trying to kill her and save her at the same time anyway because she was evil, right? And then she just recognized him right at the end and then they die. Cool. Then he wakes up, okay, in season three, right? And then he's now like depressed and doesn't like the Daredevil character. For what reason? Because Elektra's dead? Well, how does that make sense? What the hell does she have to do, okay, with who the fuck you are? It makes no sense to me at all.
No,
like, it made no sense to me. Because he lost her already, yeah? The first time in season two, yeah, whatever it was, okay? Lost her already. Everyone dealt with that and was still dead, okay? But now it's so deep, yeah, that you're lying to your friends that you're still alive, okay? You're allowing them to mourn you, okay? And then halfway through the season, they throw in the fact that, obviously, Mother Maggie is his damn mum. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Bro, yeah, but they threw it in. Why not skip the whole bullshit mourning thing, yeah, okay, and just have him be in the church, okay, for like his personal, like, I'm trying to not be Daredevil reasons, okay, calm, and then obviously drop that, and then cool. But it was he was hiding from everyone. I just for three seasons, yeah, of a Daredevil series where Foggy, Karen, and him were supposed to be kind of like together. We didn't see them together, I think, yeah, in 20 episodes, right? Or sorry, 30 episodes or 13, whatever, 40 episodes, yeah? I think 39 or almost. I think we saw them like together for a whole episode, maybe 9 times.
Which I think just leads me into why I was disappointed that they deaded off Foggy in the
first season. Cool, and I get it.
You just made my point.
Yeah. No, but I get it, right? Yeah. But the only reason why they weren't together throughout all of that was because of Matt, right? None of it was because of anybody else, right? Also, Karen kills someone in season one, right? Murks them off, okay? James, where's he? 7 times. Pow, 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 pow. They don't address that shit for 2 years. For 2 seasons, bro. The worst thing about it, okay, in the second season, okay, the whole season, I was like, what are they going to
address?
You know, bring this up, yeah? And then all she does, okay, every time someone goes, oh, you know, yeah, facts. Yeah. But every time, okay, fucking someone goes, oh, yeah, you know how it feels. No, they don't. Every time someone says, you don't know how it feels to kill someone, the camera will like slowly pan to Karen and then she'll go
and it's like, yo,
like she's holding it in, like,
who gives a fuck, my brother? Okay, who gives a fuck? She was sucking off fucking Punisher, who was murking everyone left, right and centre. It made no sense, bruv.
What doesn't make sense?
bro, he's murking everyone off, okay, and she's got a soft spot for somebody that is murking everybody off, right? And then she's also got a soft spot for Daredevil before she knew it was Matt, right? Because he saved her and she can't believe that he would kill someone. So now you're fucking with somebody, okay, because you're accepting that they have to kill people because that is the only way they know how to deal with something. But when you're judging Matt, okay, but then you're holding Matt to a certain standard, okay, of don't kill someone because you are not going to cross that line. You're a hypocrite. You're a massive, massive fucking hypocrite.
But I don't think she's holding him to that standard because...
She was holding to that standard.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
So wait, even if she's a hypocrite, doesn't that just make her like a normal human being, which we...
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Multifaceted.
That's crazy.
Are we not all... hypocrites?
Of course.
Apparently. Doesn't that make us all like multi-dimensional people with flaws and
look at that
as well? And we make bad choices that don't necessarily always make
sense. When she got the job at the paper.
No, you never answered my question though.
Huh?
Doesn't that kind of make sense somewhat?
It does make sense on a human level, absolutely, okay? On a visual level, like so I didn't like it, okay?
Oh, and so it's just a personal thing.
Yes. Isn't that fine?
That's not a bad thing.
Bro, any opinion is a personal thing. Bro. She got a job at the damn paper, mm-hmm. right? And then took Ben Urich's office. I paused that, yeah? And I said, like, I was like, yo, well, wait a minute. This white bitch, yeah?
Super tap.
Came into a paper that Ben has been working with for 20 years, yeah? And there's people there, by the way. It's best off. And she took his office, first day. And she's never been judged before, ever. She got no qualifications, nothing. And she sat there on his laptop, by the way, all right? and then wrote an article. Yeah. Also, she had his posters up. I was like, yo, if this is a white privilege, I don't know what it is. You understand?
So now that we've got all of like his issues
out of the way.
Yeah, and everywhere out of the way.
Yeah. Again, I love the series.
We rehash why it's great. We've done that before.
Yeah.
Born Again. Because we've got not a lot, but we've got some bits to get through.
Yeah.
You're up to what, episode 6?
How many episodes are now? Seven?
Seven.
Seven, then I'm, oh no, episode 5 even then.
So you've seen The Punisher return?
Yes, yeah. Best scene of the season so far.
I'll go into my issues quickly. You can just see that this is like two different seasons of TV merged into one. You can see this is meant to be like a procedural week by week court case thing. And then you can see where they've added Bullseye.
I like the court scenes bits though. I thought the court scenes were fine.
They were all right until he said White Tiger, and I was like, that's not my fault. He does that. The White Tiger was added into... White Tiger was in 2.5 episodes. Dies, who cares? No one really.
Especially doesn't really make sense to me. Off.
Then you add in like...
But the court scene where obviously like they...
love the scene of him talking about his heritage though, beautiful.
Yeah, that was sick. But the scene before the White Tiger scene, okay?
When he does it.
Prior to that...
It was
in the... courthouse, okay, and then obviously the guy that they get there where Cherry gets him to the court. That was so cool. And then like obviously and he bottled it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, good. That's great writing. That was great. And the scene two scenes prior to that, okay, where Matt had to fight the man to get him away. Incredible fight scene.
Carl, like, I thought he killed him.
I mean, he knocks his head off.
I was pretty sure he killed him.
Can I say, I think that was my favourite 4 seconds in the 3 seasons. Sorry, in the 4 seasons. That was my favourite 4 seconds of TV. Because...
That's such a specific...
Bro, do you know why? Bro, I have this conversation with somebody already, okay? We watched him go for 3 seasons. I have to repeat. 3 seasons, okay, of contemplating killing someone, okay? We had to see... Wait. We had to see him, okay, grab Kingpin. Yeah, bang him. Kingpin has killed his friends, his colleagues. He's killed everybody, bruv. Okay, bang him, and then hold him and scream, I'm not gonna kill you. Okay, blah, safe, and then put him to one side. Right, all 3 seasons he was saying, I'm gonna do it. He doesn't do it. Okay, he holds it in. Okay, that's a lot of time that we spent with this character with this one moral.
With this religious,
right?
Who doesn't want to.
Yeah,
cross that line.
Of course. No. Bro. Yeah. Wait. I'm saying that's fantastic. Okay. This is why this is my favorite.
Get there, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Land, brother.
Sorry. This is why.
Because he killed Bullseye.
No, because in the moment that he heard his heartbeat stop, Foggy's heartbeat, right? All of that stopped mattering completely, and that was his breaking point. And he didn't even do like a thing like a He just went.
He just dropped him.
Yeah.
And it was so. But I think that was the most immersive thing that I've seen from him as a thing.
I think they kind of found a better character. Way to make the first opening scene of the series very engrossing and interesting, while still giving me like more context to Bullseye returning into the series, like the relationship between Bullseye and why he knew who Foggy's friend was to set up the thing where Foggy would go and then end up dying. Like, I just needed... The writing just feels a bit like shaky and a bit hollow in parts for me. And you can, as I said, you can see that this is like two series merged into one. That Punisher scene doesn't fit in with the entire episode.
Doesn't fit in with the entire episode but at all.
It's amazing. Fucking
unbelievable.
It's such a good scene.
It's great. It's
unbelievable.
I think
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps calling Red. Every time he calls him Red, I'm like, oh, I love it, man. I don't like calling Red, you know, but it's so patronizing. But it's good though. But honestly,
that scene. I was like, it's restored the feeling. John Bernthal, and he looks sick as well with it.
Yeah.
Cold.
Also, yeah, can I say, okay, Matt, Charlie Cox, in that scene, okay, might be his best dialogue scene that I've ever seen him do. Okay,
it's or very well acted.
Bro, he was crying and he's screaming and his lips was like shaking. But again, okay, I think he was just sorry. Let me reword. I think that was that was his best time being a scene partner because John Bernthal was obviously I'm not an actor, okay, but I can like imagine it must be so much easier to act in front of someone when they're that reactive to who you are. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, Bernthal was going so crazy, okay, but you could only match that energy. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Like it was such beautiful acting, bro. Like that for me was prime TV. Prime TV.
Best scene. I think, but again, I think it speaks to kind of like the whole wider MCU issue and whatnot at the moment. But I think they just gave it to us because it's like
fan service.
I don't agree.
It's Punisher. Good. Damn. Thank you.
I don't agree.
That was an overhaul. That was a post overhaul scene. So the final two episodes are apparently. Again, post-overhaul, which will have Punisher in, it will have Bullseye in, it will have the essence of what the old series was. And I'm intrigued to see what they do with it, because I like the Punisher scene. I thought the premise of the Bullseye scene was really cool. Just some of the CGI there was...
What's the episode count again for it?
It's 9 in total.
9 in total. Okay, so 2 more.
Yeah. So you're like you're 2 episodes behind.
All right, I'll probably catch
up.
I haven't seen the Muse.
Come on, I'm not going to spoil it, but Muse.
Yeah, I also
spoiled it with Muse, man.
I did see your TikTok.
But don't you think that the character was super cool though? Yeah. It was super cool though. Like even the fit, the storyline, everything. I loved it, bro.
Final scene of him
on the so fucking cold. Yeah. It was too quick. But I did like love that though, honestly.
And him like, it's too bright. Anyway.
Also, do you know like I don't think that you're gonna like me saying this, or I don't know if you might. You know what? I actually don't like the fact that we're getting a dynamic Kingpin. I don't like that we're seeing him deal with being a
politician.
Yeah, I don't like it. And the only reason why is because I read a lot of the Spider-Man comic books, right? And a lot of what he does, okay, in like because the reason why he calls his like, you know, mafia thing the business, because he calls everything his like real estate thing, he calls it all like the
business.
Yeah. So like I think seeing him navigate that and try be like a normal person through that, and you know that whole like facade, is way better for me. And only the superheroes knowing that he's that bad was what made him so powerful. Do you know what I'm saying?
You don't feel he's powerful in Bullseye.
I feel like it was fun at first, and then now it's just where episode 7, he's still kind of like he's still kind of like, oh, there's like a war issue here.
Hey, Jeffo fucked up Adam though.
Oh, by the way, episode 5. My favorite, yeah. So no, the episode with the fight with Daredevil and Muse, and the fight with Kingpin and Adam, episode six.
Yeah.
My favorite episode so far.
A lot of people like the bank episode.
Yeah, no, that was great too. Okay, but like the reason why I think that episode 6 here was the best shot episode. I think it was, bro. Like because obviously like they both promised. Each other like stay out of this shit, yeah. Right? And then all you got for like 20 minutes was just Daredevil scene, a keeper scene, Daredevil scene, keeper scene, and they're slowly just changing. It was shot so perfectly. Event at the fight, it was faster. It was like ba 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 ba, beautiful. It was beautifully shot, bro. It's a sick contrast.
No, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I'm more with you where, like, I probably shouldn't have expected it to be great. And I'm more disappointed in myself.
I knew
really
it wouldn't be what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I feel like
we all said it though.
Do you
know, I think none of us were all like,
I enjoy it, man.
I think we were high on it, but we were like, okay, but we know it's not going to be as good as that.
Do you know what it is?
What it does sound like.
Black suit though.
Yeah, it looks cold. I've seen the pictures. Yeah.
Have you seen the black suit?
I have not seen the black suit.
Do you know what it is?
We already started shooting season 2. That's why. Yeah. It's all sort of come out.
I just feel like I'm just tired of being let down in general.
Yeah.
Hey, he actually sounds fed up as well.
Yeah, it's like I'm tired of giving, but like, don't want to take it back, but even Doomsday, like, I feel like everything that TV have shown me, like, you don't do this, kids, like, you're going to be let down.
But it's just time they pull you back in, man.
Yeah.
I saw the season 2 suit. I was like, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, same.
I'll be there, but I know.
Just Google the suit when you get some time. It's
cool.
Fucking probably the
it's cold.
Superhero suits I've seen.
Bet.
And he's got the double D's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the double D's. Nice.
Black Bag, a film that came out. The reason this is an important talking point for me, came out maybe like 3 weeks ago, roughly. Mid-budget film-ish,
yep,
but very stylized,
yep,
visually.
Yep.
The director for Black Bag is... bear with me, because I should know this already.
You got a producer, don't worry. It's coming.
Steven Soderbergh.
He's having a really... Spy one.
Black Bag, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
He's having a great couple of years, Steven Soderbergh. It's got a really good cast. Really good cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was highly anticipating this film, and I actually really enjoyed it, but it wasn't what I expected.
Yeah.
So the cast includes Kate Blanchett, Michael Fassbender, Marissa Abella, who's in Industry, Tom Burke, Naomi Harris, and Pierce Brosnan. And it follows a British intelligence officer who is tasked with investigating a list of possible traitors, one of whom could be his wife. The film wasn't what I expected it to be.
Okay.
But the writing and the dialogue for this film is probably one of the best I've seen in the last 2 years or so, in terms of dialogue, character interaction. I thought it was fucking great.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you the spy espionage action elements.
Which is good though, by the way. Like, I don't mind
it's
that.
Fine, yeah.
Which threw me off, but I kind of enjoyed it being what it was. It was superbly written, very funny, beautifully shot. Marissa Abella's great in this. Michael Fassbender was really good as well. The entire acting.
Fassbender's a good actor, man. Like,
oh, he's top.
Just been in his espionage battle.
Yeah, he's been in his.
And bro, like he plays a very different role here, man. Like,
did you guys
see the
dark and TV show you're on about with
not the TV show, the film that he dropped? I think it was towards the end of 2023.
Are you going to talk about the assassin? The one with Fincher.
Oh, yes,
the killer.
Yeah, the killer. Yeah. That's the one.
The Netflix one.
Yeah. I thought it was a good film.
No, it's a good film. But like when I saw his name and Fincher, I was like, yo, this is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, but I think...
Again, let down.
I thought, no, Black Bag is a good film, though. And I think it speaks to an issue that we've touched upon on the pod before in terms of original film, great acting cast, people won't go and see it. And I'm not trying to necessarily just say this is all audiences' fault, but people aren't going to step out for this type of film. Even though, if you went to the cinema, I think for the most part, most audiences would have a good time watching Black Bag. Funny, well written, great acting cast. You can't ask for more. Mid budget towards maybe like not high budget, but
would you argue like it wasn't marketed that well? Because I only saw
that's the thing. I don't think something like I was saying, like, I don't think something like this would have a crazy marketing budget anyways. Do you know
what
I mean?
It's not even about marketing budget, but I guess it's more like making the best of what you got in that sense, isn't it? Because like you see so many blockbusters, the reason why they're able to drum up the hype that they're doing is because they've got an insane budget. Like you look at the MCU, they will do anything and everything to make sure that's in your flipping face.
Yeah,
you see
that's different though, man.
Even if they didn't go to that length, I think people would.
I mean, yeah, at this point, but okay.
At this point, yeah.
A bad example because they've already kind
of
like cemented themselves.
Same with Jurassic Park, you know what that's going
to Transformers.
But again, legacy. That's legacy.
Legacy,
kind of
franchise. IP almost, isn't it?
IP, yeah, exactly.
That's kind of the point that I'm trying to, like, I guess, get to. Where it's like, you know, we have these original stories that people seem to say they want, and we get them, and we don't go and watch them.
Holdover is another one that you guys spoke about.
American Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, look,
I
and
do
it's
think,
not one group to blame.
I do. Yeah, it's not one group. I do think those films in particular are kind of like suffering, not because of kind of like the lack of marketing around it. Also, like this weird thing of like, especially with Holdovers and even Iron Fist, for example, like it was released in the States, like, couple months prior until we got it here, and at that point it's just like, do you really want to pay more money into re-advertising a film that's already been shown in your biggest market?
Yeah,
but
well, like, with
it's
with a Black Bag as well, like I think I saw it same day as you guys, right? We're on screening. Yeah, good film. I would not a film that I would run to the cinema to watch, which proves I guess the point that point
making, yeah.
But if I was to catch it at home and be like, I'd be happy. I'd be very happy. I'd be like, well, you know, that was a good watch. I said to guys on the day, I said that it reminded me of like Air and September 5, where it's based around something that is kind of happening, but it doesn't ever happen. Do you know what I mean? Okay, it's just like it's the story's more about the people in the background. Do you know what I mean? Okay, it felt like if Air and Knives Out, the murder mystery, if they mix together, do you know what I'm saying? Okay, then that's what it basically is.
Fucking hard.
That sounds amazing.
I love that.
And Air's quality.
No.
Has a Knives Out element.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Who done it?
Type.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And like. It's really good, and like there's two scenes, there's two table scenes, one towards the start of the film,
first
and then
one is incredible.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh my,
and then the one obviously towards like the end of the film with the same cast, right? But the one at the start of the film is so good, UK, because it's, do you know how like you usually get like the first 10 minutes of the film, you're like intro to like each, you know, character, blah blah blah. Like they didn't even like bother doing that. They just put them on a fucking table, and you get to know them there and then, like immediately, with no context. Just like, yo, here you go, and it was really, really good.
What I wanted to ask is Pierce Brosnan good in the film?
No, he's very minor in the film. Very.
Oh, I was gonna say, because is he having a comeback year between that and Mobland? I was gonna say,
no, it's
a good
extremely.
Stand.
Don't even think about him.
Oh, so
in the film, he wasn't even top five.
There's
bro.
Reasons why I wanted to.
But yeah, same. I was gonna say that. Yeah, that mix would be nice. By the
way, if you're going to go watch it, okay, go watch it for
Michael
Fassbender's wife, who's in it as well. What's who's
Kate Blanchett?
Kate Blanchett in the film. Yeah,
I was gonna say, yeah.
Kate was incredible, okay, and then also there is
Kate Blanchett, those
there is a white guy with a big beard, the boyfriend, the girl's boyfriend. Was also he was incredible, bro.
I know who you're talking about. I think it's Tom Burke.
Tom Burke.
He was in Mad Max Furiosa, and he was in a series that I watched recently called Strike on BBC.
Yeah, I need to see him in like
more
shit, bro, because he smashed that, man. He smashed that. He was so funny, and he's very good. He's very good like with people. Mm. So like he was like super quick of it. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, he kind of interacted with like the most characters, I actually think. Yeah. So super dope. But yeah, it was good. I give it a 7.2.
Do you know what's crazy? Internet Movie Database 7/10.
It's
definitely seven. But then this is my problem, kind of, where we have this thing where if a film is a 7 or 6, we say, oh, it's kind of like a streaming film. Like, you should.
Yeah, I was gonna say, take a
nah,
year.
but there could be like blockbuster films like there's films like that I'm glad that I saw in Phoenix cinema, but there's still a 7.
I guess I'm leaning with specifically like more original story.
Yeah,
with that particular point where
September 5.
Would you say would people call that a streaming film?
I think that's a 7.5 easily, but I'm glad I saw it in cinema though.
Do you think people would call? Do you think there's people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whereas like Deadpool Wolverine, people say, and I get it. You kind of have to see Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
Watch it at home. It's a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that film was good at home. I mean, I don't know if that's a good film.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know.
The one we did the streaming wars. Would you call it video? I said I hadn't seen a film in cinema in time. I actually now recall that my brother did go see a film, and it's actually to this point, it was Civil War.
Oh, good film.
What the? Which one?
The
A24.
Yeah, but again, that's something that I probably could have watched on streaming.
Oh,
yeah. It was a good film. Okay, it was a good film, but I was like, yo, I could have watched it on streaming. Like,
I think
the sound and
yeah.
My brother.
It was a good film.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting, interesting stuff. Jason, anything you want to talk about?
Anything that I want to talk about? No, I'm going to hold that for the next episode.
I have something.
I think. No, I was going to say, I've been watching the Devil May Cry anime.
Oh, I'm going to get into that.
That is really good. It's really
oh,
good.
That's...
E-Man, watching it now.
Oh, is he watching it now? Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, nice.
Yes, that would have been cool.
Has anyone here watched Studio?
Good series, man.
Really? I haven't watched it, okay, but...
It's got the craziest buzz that I've seen for a series for a while.
I got a message, yeah.
You guys are going to have to...
Seth Rogen.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. I've seen it. I keep seeing it. Like,
get into
bro,
it.
Bro, I've had four people send it to me.
It's a series.
It's a series. Yeah. Get into it now.
Bro, I had like four... Like, if you send it to me and say, your host, you would love this. They were like, you... Oh, yeah,
it's quality.
You would love this. And I was like, rah.
You're like a film guy as well.
Yeah. So I'm
loves films about films.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, so he's literally... That's what... Yeah, so he's a film... head of studio in it. So,
yeah. Which is I'm down. I'm so down. So I'm gonna log into that this week for sure.
Yeah, it basically follows Seth Rogen's character. He becomes the head of a studio, Continental Studios, I believe it's called.
Nice.
And it's his struggle between like artistic creativity and wanting to create, you know, artistic films versus bringing money. In the money for the studio and making sure that all the shareholders and the people above are happy, because we know we need sort of big blockbuster films, which is literally...
I miss the reality of today's the... World.
It's really, really good. You have so many guest stars. The first scene, Paul Dano, is fucking hilarious.
Literally, yeah.
Then you get like debuts from... You get appearances, sorry.
Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi's in it.
I haven't seen him since Broadway Empire.
Bro, I do know, yeah.
So you watched Broadway Empire?
Oh, like in bits and drabs.
But you watched it?
Yeah.
Jason, I've not met anyone else that's seen that TV show. I've been asking people how they've seen that show.
I really thought it was like the only thing that I've ever watched. It's like, it's underrated. It's a very underrated show. But I need
Guys,
to watch it.
Exhibit A. I told you, there's another one here. There we go. Paul Occupy.
This are going to be, Catherine O'Hara's in this alongside Catherine Hahn. She's really good.
Okay.
Catherine Hahn's so good. Then we have Adam Scott, Anthony Mackie, Anthony Starr, Charlize Theron, Greta Lee, Ice Cube, Scorsese, Paul Dano, Zac Efron, Zack Snyder.
Fucking hell. So,
yeah.
Whoa.
Can I say as well, yeah? Like, I think that Seth Rogen is going to go down here as one of the most underrated or undervalued creatives in this whole industry, bro.
Don't think so. I think he's getting his flowers. I think people are understanding
he's
that.
Dumb, I don't know.
He's so goated.
It took him 10 years to get a social party. You get me? Like, and then that film fucking grossed peas, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, just from him, bro, he wrote that before Superbad.
For me, he's already goated.
Also, bro, if you...
No, but that's for you. Like,
no, yeah, but I'm saying,
the wider public is globally, the flowers he deserves.
Yeah, bro, like, also...
People look at him as the weed.
Also, like...
The guy who does weed in film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, also, But studios are, though. Because obviously, studios are giving him budgets, bro. They're giving him budgets. They're giving him scripts. So that side of it, we know the art is coming. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, but just the people don't clock, how much of a genius this guy is, bro. Honest to God, he is so underrated.
This is kind of like people like us, our job to ensure.
Yeah.
A movie for the man,
then. He's a freaking genius, bro. Bro, even the fact that he championed the boys to get that on, bro. That's such a Seth Rogen thing to do, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, like, yo, let's make like a real series, okay, taking the piss out of superhero culture completely. If there were normal people, blah blah, blah, and then people were like, "Wow, this actually works." So it's not always just the things that he writes or directs, but it's the campaigns, okay, and the stuff that he attaches
himself to.
It's fantastic, bro. Honestly, but yeah. I actually want to talk about stuff that I watch as well on Apple TV.
Go on.
Called The Gorge. You guys see it?
Many has.
The Gorge.
We spoke about it a while ago, yeah.
I didn't tell you, Joy. No? And
we spoke about it with a Ken.
Did you?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
The Ken and Manny spoke about
it. Yeah. Good film.
Something Till.
Miles Teller.
Yeah. Good film. Like, sort of film. I like films. I think we said this earlier about what was it about Sinner, and we were talking about how like it is like a drama mixed in with like a supernatural type thing, period timepiece vibe, right? And it's like you don't even clock that this is like a supernatural thing up until halfway through the film. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh shit, that's pretty cool. Do you know what I mean? But like the what?
Are you going?
I haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen where you're going.
So what are you mad for?
No, I'm not mad. I'm smiling.
This guy thinks he's better. Yeah. You don't think so, bro.
Like, I don't think it's a fantastic film. I think it kind of I think it ends really well, but I think there's a part when the supernatural bit happens a bit too quickly and it's unrealistic. It's not supposed to be realistic, but it just all of the stuff that it just happens very, very fast. But the concept, the initial concept, okay, I think is really, really good, and I think it's such a. I'm glad that it was kind of like an Apple TV thing, okay? Because the concept is like what are you laughing at?
Because you're saying word for word what Ken said. Good for streaming.
Oh really?
That's what he said. Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay, good.
So it's funny to hear you just.
Yeah. No.
Obviously you weren't on the. Episode, so yeah, it's like I said, it's crazy.
It was kind of like
put Ken's voiceover.
Yeah, right here.
It was just because like the middle part didn't hold up enough for it to be like a blockbuster film to be like, oh, yo, this is it. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, and there wasn't an end that meant anything. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So like it ended and you go, okay, cool. Like, but there wasn't anything there. But the start of it and the second act, fantastic. Like, honestly, locked in. Like, really, really good. The whole concept of them being in love across the gorge but fighting like the same sort of battles. Really, really cool. I definitely recommend it if you got some time. Give it a little watch in that. But yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. No, it's just, I mean, for me, it's just been like old school stuff that I've been tapping back into. So
do you know what I watched this weekend? Go on. Fantastic Four.
The older ones. That is interesting.
Yeah, bro.
For me, like, it. I'll,
honestly, I'll, yeah. I'll
back into the Matrix.
That first film, by the way. Yeah. Oh, cold. That first film, by the way. Yeah. The Fantastic Four. I generally think it is the longest origin story I've ever watched in my whole life. That whole film is just them going, whoa. oh my God. Bro, to a point, okay, I on Friday, I paused it, yeah, to go get a drink, yeah. I came back, yeah, and there was only 15 minutes left. And I was like, they're still figuring out the powers. Exactly. I was like, what's going on? I
said, the fight that they're having with Doom, the last 10 minutes of the film.
Bro, do you know what's so funny? The fight they're having with Doom,
like the end,
they're all still figuring out their powers. So Doom's doing this. He's like, whoa, I could do that. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I'm like, what the? Obviously, the second one, way more substance to it. Do you know what I mean? But that first film, this is the second one. Obviously, like now they're like a team fighting and stuff like that. Yeah. Bro, there's even a scene in the first one, okay, where Doom shoots a rocket at them, which, by the way, I find hilarious, okay, because it's like, you're now Dr. Doom, cool, you've been there for 5 minutes. How have you learned how to shoot a rocket launcher across a building? Like, you're still you. Do you know what I mean? Like, it made no sense to me, okay? But anyways, and then he's shooting at thingy, the Human Torch, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then he, like, looks at it and goes, all right, cool. Fuck it. And then jumps and then finds out that he can fly. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, there's like 5 minutes left. Okay, like we can't even like live in this. Do you know what I mean? But obviously, in the second one, like they fight Silver Surfer, and it's a bit more contextual and etc. But yeah, I just thought like that film then was good. Yeah, I think now you do that exact film now, you get slated because like the
almost what happened. But
the basis of superhero films hadn't been established yet. Like, yeah, you had X Men, you had maybe one Spider-Man.
But not, I think Spider-Man.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay, it's Spider-Man 1. Yeah, is I think in any super film of all time, I think that Spider-Man 1, okay, is the perfect structure for
an origin story.
I think the perfect structure, like the timing of everything, okay, you know, from him getting bitten to obviously if he'd leaving school, getting a job, okay, doing that, figuring out what he can and can't do, okay, safe, right, and then obviously, you know, if he going from the first outfit to the second outfit, cool, and then obviously getting a villain in the background, so while all of it, and that's happening, you know, obviously a goblin's happening. Cool, safe. That's a whole other story. And then the carnival happens, and obviously they meet there, and they first beef there, and then there's even like a scene in the film, the balcony thing. It just gets mad, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? It was perfect. Yeah. The was the fire scene the house on fire first or second?
No, that was in the third.
Wait, no, it wasn't third. where the
blows up the house.
Green Goblin
blows up the house.
The house is on fire, and then he throws the thing at him. Okay, and everything is like. Ksha,
ksha. Oh, that's the first one. Oh, I thought you were talking about. I keep knocking the mic.
The scene with his nan,
where he blows up. Yeah, after no. His house.
Not that. No.
That's what I thought you were on about.
Have you seen the thing trending about?
He burns like a random house and then he gets cut over it.
Yeah, that's the first. Do you remember? That's the first one.
But what that happened in one film?
Spider-Man 2 is.
I do think it is better, but I'm saying the structure was the best structure I've ever seen for an origin story.
Yeah,
for sure.
X2 is great. I've been in my X-Men bag lately.
Is it?
You've been in there for a while.
Yeah, man.
I did a rewatch last year because of Deadpool.
Same. I did one too.
I think there's a lot of really good fucking films in there, man.
Apocalypse is bad, man. Sorry, yeah. Not Apocalypse.
The one after it.
Dark Phoenix. Dark Phoenix.
Apocalypse wasn't great either.
It did that different, was it?
I don't think I've ever watched Dark Phoenix. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, done with it,
bro. Hey, Jace. You see me? I say to give everyone a go, especially awful.
Dark Phoenix.
I actually felt sorry for Sophie Turner because I actually think that she done an okay job. I just think that the writing was fucking awful.
Yeah, when she was first like chosen for Jean Grey, I wasn't excited. But I was like, I couldn't see where this was gonna go, and then
she was bad.
Yeah,
she was bad. But again, I think she was written awfully.
Okay, cool.
I think she was written awfully. Yeah, because I think that the young Scott they picked was cold. Okay, I mean, I just think that she just got casted. Sorry, her script was just dead.
Mm.
I just didn't believe her. The whole thing was like, oh, I'm still. I didn't believe her.
Especially when Famke Janssen go crazy as well.
Yeah.
Even though not everyone loved The Last Stand, Famke Janssen was a good.
She was incredible, bro. She was incredible.
Like, she was cold.
She was also terrifying.
When in X3, she was cold.
Yeah. She had the perfect mixture of like, oh wait, I care for you and you're sweet and you're motherly, but then you're also a crazy. You're also like, insane.
She was tapped in three, bro.
She was good field.
Yeah.
Bro, she had Scott and Wolverine, fighting for that pie.
You know the scene in Last Stand where Wolverine thinks it's her.
I was gonna tell you something about that was what when he was talking about it just now. I was thinking about that scene of when he has on the table and then he's like, hold on, wait a minute, what's going on here? This is something wrong. Yeah. This is too easy. This is way too easy.
This is way too easy.
Two and a half films and
yeah.
Get it now?
Like this.
That's actually crazy. Yeah,
that's jokes. That's jokes. Man said, hold on, you can't be my girl.
Yeah. It's
easy.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott just died, man. Allow him, man.
I don't even know if I could cast X-Men now, you know.
Scott is the biggest simp of all time, though.
I don't know if I could cast them. It's a really hard thing to figure.
He's a simp, bro. But a man cried and went to a lake and then got killed by her. And he was crying for her for 2 4
Harry
for
4 years. Locked in now for
is it?
She made a comment yesterday. I don't know if you saw.
She said, what? She says cap.
She says cap, yeah. But she's capping. Yeah.
She could be lying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, bro. Everyone's lying, bro. Everyone's got their script, okay?
She just needed her bag.
Do you see Chan Tatum?
Oh, he said he might not be Gambit.
Capping again.
Yeah, who is he gonna be?
You get me?
Yeah.
Man, they're he capping.
He doesn't know who he is yet. Oh,
right.
Bro, they're capping, bro.
He's already made it himself.
All I know is that I'm guaranteed a chair. I said, shut up, bro. Yeah.
You see James Marsden, the clip resurfaced of him at the back end of last year doing the Sonic 3.
Yes!
And he was like, every time they asked him a question, he was like, someone from the X-Men film was fucking brilliant. Have you seen it?
Yeah. On the thing, the red...
I did not see that.
Like a junket.
Yeah. He's from then? Yeah. Bro, that man all knew, brother. Muslim. You get me?
And Muslim's back, man.
Interesting seeing. I'm trying to picture Doomsday in my head, man. Anyway, we'll see.
Yeah. I think, yeah. We'll see.
Any other talking points? We've done Spider-Man, we've done Daredevil.
Done Daredevil, done Minecraft.
Batman. Superman's the only one that we haven't spoken about.
Feel free.
Who?
Superman.
I mean, it's a big summer.
There was a 4-minute trailer, isn't it, that dropped. Four minute teaser.
One? When you think about it, you've got F1.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
Superman.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four and Thunderbolts, and those are just like five I can think of.
I mean, we're getting a good summer, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, potentially.
Potentially. Because imagine, like, three of them are duds.
But then next year, guys, Odyssey, Doomsday, it's gonna be a mad thing, fam. And there's like so much. This is why, okay, guys, I really wanna do a 2026 draft. I really wanna do one, so please, let these man know, because the films that I've seen for next year.
Why is he talking like this?
I can't.
It's April.
Big Boss. Why is he talking like he's in the Big Boss?
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
These guys, we're doing a 26 job now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like, I think it makes more sense to do it like closer to 26.
Yeah.
No, but like people are reacting to what's to what's coming out. You know, this is after the pod conversation. Oh, but yeah.
Hey, does anyone agree? I'm joking. Jason, I'm going to ask you. Hype ranking.
So
F1, Jurassic Park, Fantastic Four, Superman.
Jurassic Park last, surely.
Jurassic Park, easily.
Really, Class is kind of cold though.
Can we do this together? Okay, so Steph.
Okay.
All right, so. All
right, fine. So
the Big Boss is smoking. So I guess
we're doing it together. Jurassic Park is last, okay? But I think it's because we've seen so many of it. We've seen so much of it.
I never cared about from
the I care, you know.
Trilogy.
No, I
yeah, care. Yeah, original trilogy was cool, and then the rest, I was like, nah.
Bro, I care for the new ones. Jurassic Park with.
No, I like Chris Pratt. I just don't like him in Jurassic Park.
I'm sure you don't care about his film.
That trilogy was...
Bro, first film that he's in, okay, Jurassic Park had one of the most unnecessary scenes of all time, where like the... it was the most unnecessary scene, okay? They threw some guy, up in the air, yeah? And when the dinosaur tried to eat it, right? Fucked up. And then the bird gets his kid and starts eating his kid, yeah? And then another dinosaur eats all of them. And it was like,
no, it's a woman.
Yeah,
babysitter,
and she was screaming, bro, no, but it was so violent, and I was like, "Well, you what, Guan?" And like, none of the film had like that much violence. You know what I'm saying? That was so mad,
bro. They made a new dinosaur.
Yeah,
like, bro, okay, come on. Right,
so that's what to say. It's at number five.
Yeah. Nice.
And then the fourth one would be.
Wait. So we got F1, Thunderbolts. Doomsday. F1, Thunderbolts, Superman. Fantastic Four.
I'm having Fantastic Four at four.
You're moving Madeline, bro. I'm not even looking forward to Fantastic Four, okay? But hype ranking, it has to be Thunderbolts next.
We're talking about our hype ranking, though.
Okay.
Not the people's hype ranking.
Okay, then cool.
So,
then,
are you having Fantastic Four at four?
F4, then, yeah. No. Yeah, F4. No. The only reason why I'm looking at... Like, Thunderbolts. The only reason why... Like,
to be honest, I have them at the same level. Like,
let's do F4.
F4. Thunderbolts.
No,
I know you're looking forward to F1 though. So you're trying to do propaganda.
Yeah, you know what he's doing? He's stringing him along like this.
Oh, yeah.
He's stringing him along so that he don't clock what he's going to do at the end.
Thunderbolts in there quickly.
Yeah. He's just throwing it away like this.
F1.
But, okay, F1. No, deep.
F1 sounds peak though.
Yeah.
F1.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And Damson Idris.
We're back.
There you go.
And they actually filmed it.
Snippets of like, I think they filmed it during.
They filmed it during the race. Yeah.
Filmed it during the Silverstone.
Yeah.
And whatnot. Like, so, okay. Obviously, we can't have it at number one. Obviously.
You realize that leaves Superman or Thunderbolts at one.
So we're having.
Hold on. Wait. F1 at three.
F1 at two.
Yeah.
Okay. F1 at two. Wait. So what's number three?
I don't know.
Thunderbolts. No, come on. Wait, what do you mean?
F4's too low.
You know, F4's too low. You know, F4, regardless of how we feel about it, we're all looking forward to watching it. I don't go to cinema. I'm going to the cinema to watch it.
Okay, yeah, then let's revise that real quick.
So Thunderbolts 4.
Thunderbolts 4.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
4, 3, F1, F2. And then Superman.
Why are you looking forward to Superman? Before we wrap up,
I think it's just because it's Superman.
Let's do a 2-minute segment.
It's James Gunn, man. Yeah, it's James Gunn.
Yeah, I was going to say James Gunn. And do you know what? I think I'm putting a lot of hope in deep. Like, I think hope.
But anyway, that's why. That's the only reason why. The only reason why is because if James Gunn flops this year, all that 12 minute talking that he's done about, we've got this one coming up. It's not going to matter.
It's a tone setter, isn't it?
He's got a great track record. The way he talks about it, and already the changes that he's made.
And he's honest.
So I appreciate all of that. And I do think from the
trailer alone
that we've seen as well, I think it does just look good. Superman has never been one of my favorite superheroes, but I'm not going to deny that he's not probably the most iconic.
Impossible. Dead Reckoning.
I can have that at six.
Really?
Oh, whoa.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I loved, what?
It's not top three, I'll tell you that.
That for me. That,
I'll tell you that for
that
free.
That for me is going to top three.
I only realised because the trailer's releasing tomorrow.
You didn't. Yeah, it's four or three.
You didn't watch part one.
Oh man, part one's cold.
Part one was amazing,
bro. Like
part one was amazing.
You know what? From Mission Impossible 5.
Yeah, actually
four or five. But they went like this.
Yeah.
No, I was like, yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
What are these missions when he's done four, 10
four,
of them?
Four, no, but
four. Listen, four.
Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3. They all ended the same. Ha ha, look at my mask. Every single time, okay? But people were mocking it. Like, yo, it's the same shit every single time, brother.
Actually, three was cold as well with Philip C. Hossman. It was cold.
It actually wasn't, bro.
The first three Mission Impossible.
Bro, that was the same storyline. Oh, they checked you. Oh, my
God. Secret. When he was counting down, and bro, my heart was pounding.
That was the same.
When he goes, three, and he's like, yo, look at me. I'm like, bro, what's going on?
That first scene was fantastic, yeah? But okay. It ended awfully. But that first scene locks you in for, like, you're absolutely right. But you don't get him again like that. Also at the end, okay, he gets bitched up, bro. You know what I mean? Because what's his name? Hoffman is fat and 50.
But it doesn't matter, it's still Hoffman.
Is he dead now?
Yeah, he is.
Sorry, bro.
That's not funny. You're right, sorry, bro.
I guess that's a wrap then.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable episode. Kind of like a mismatch of previews, reviews, and anticipation for the next quarter of the year. What have we got lined up for the fans of the show and the audiences?
April 26th, guys. We got our next live quiz. Our next live show, which is a pub quiz at the Queen of the South pub. It's a film and TV pub quiz, guys. With a £250 cash prize. Please turn up, have a good time with us. There'll be other things going on as well, which we haven't announced yet. I don't know what those things are, but inshallah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's a black owned pub, so there'll be some nice like soul food. It's not free.
It's not included in the ticket price.
Pay for the food, girls,
and also pay for the ticket. It's £10. Okay, link in our bio, link in the description, link in everything that you're going to watch this with.
Very cost effective.
Very cost effective, okay. And you know, again, if your table of people win, you get £250. So, you know what I'm saying? It's five people per table, 10 tables. Here we go.
Ooh. Nice.
Well, very long day. Tired. We are the Post Credit Scene Podcast. Excuse my tiredness, a 14 HQ original, lovers of film, TV, and theatre. As always, make sure to follow us on all social medias: TikTok, Post Credit Scene Podcast, Instagram, Post Credit Scene, YouTube, Post Credit Scene Podcast, Kiz. Kiz is doing a great job with that. So make sure you're checking out the weekly uploads. Lovers of film, TV, and theatre.
Over and out.
Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post Credit Scene Podcast.